Oberl Theunis Frankfurt, 78, B. April 8, 1941, passed away on September 15, 2019 in his Montclair, New Jersey home. He is survived by his wife Elizabeth Seton Frankfurt, his children Melody Frankfurt, Willem Frankfurt, Corin Frankfurt, Chandra Sakayani, formerly Frankfurt, and son-in-law Sander Sakayani, as well as his grandchildren Caleb Lemaire, Anai Sakayani and Saskia Sakayani. Siets was born the 15th child in Yogyakarta, Indonesia to Savina of the House of Solo in the Yogyakarta Sultanate and Oberl Theunis Frankfurt, a high-ranking officer in the Dutch military. He was born at the precipice of war in Java at the onset of Japanese occupation in World War II. His father was killed by the Japanese, and in an act of defiance, designated as heroism in war by the Dutch government, Savina hid down pilots and refused the Japanese her daughters, Siets's sisters, as comfort women. The family was eventually interned and brought from concentration camp to concentration camp. Being of a tender age, Siets stayed with the women family members in camps where his mother carried him on her back. Having endured this, Siets had a permanent sense of gratitude and respect for women which carried his entire life along with the scars and permanent affect to his health from tuberculosis. Nevertheless, he endured. After the war concluded, the family dispersed to Europe where Siets then grew up out of necessity. He learned to speak seven languages, developed as a martial artist slash gymnast holding a black sash in Kung Fu and a mastery of Panjak Silat. He was a formidable professional musician and a founder of the Indo-Rock movement as documented in Rocking Ramona and other historical texts. Siets prided himself on protecting the women singers and fans from predation. He prided himself on equality of the women around him and refused to allow for mistreatment having seen what was endured in the camps. To Siets, good men do not drink beers with evil men, something he told his daughters again and again. After a while, the xenophobia and general accompanying disruptions led Siets to need to again leave his home in Holland to go to the United States by ship, the third continent to which he was pushed. There, Siets put down roots in New Jersey where he met his first wife with whom he had two of his three beloved daughters, Melody and Chandra. It was at this time Siets began his career as a cherished father. Siets later remarried Elizabeth Seton to whom he was married until his death for nearly 40 years. With her, Siets had Willem and Corin, Cory. As a husband and father, he was a provider of food on the table, warmth, music, protection, kindness and valuable lessons, values in particular. In his work life, Siets made many sacrifices by conscious choice. He worked the graveyard shift as a postal supervisor for well over 30 years to provide food and stability to his family. Nevertheless, he lovingly tolerated doll shoes in his bed while he slept and would trail his children to school to bring them breakfast after long graveyard shifts. He found time to teach his children martial arts and singing lessons. Siets carried Indonesian traditions well into his family with kumpulan gatherings, cherished family recipes like spokolk, satay, soto ayam, pisang goreng, gado-gado, lumpia, and sticky rice. As a refugee, Siets was able to find community in the cold face of isolation. He made everyone love him with tales of rock and roll, pet monkeys throwing fruit at local children, defending women on the road, and he did so in English, Dutch, French, German, Malay and Indonesian. There was no lonely soul around Siets. No struggling young father. No struggling or disrespected woman. Definitively, Siets Frankfurt was not just a great man, but he was a good man, one who leaves behind a legacy of doing the right thing, of love, of fighting for what is right and protecting that for which you care. From such a deep well of gratitude and love, his family thanks him for the years of love and protection and being a do-right man.